Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 8th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about buying at trade shows. I hope that the suggestions in today's program will help you make the most of going to the wholesale markets that are the main source of new merchandise for many specialty retailers. A good trade show experience begins with good preparation, bringing along comfortable shoes, professional but comfortable clothes, credit reference sheets, show badges, and business cards. You can usually get a show badge in advance by pre-registering, which will save you time and sometimes will also save you an on-site registration fee. Some trade shows have strict criteria to keep out non-qualified buyers, so be sure to check this out before you leave for the market. You wouldn't want to be turned away at the door. I also bring along my own fabric badge holder, which I purchased at Office Max. Some shows allow vendors to sponsor their badge holders, and I really don't want to be a walking advertisement for some company I don't know. Although more and more trade show orders are being taken with handheld electronic devices, it's still a good idea to bring along a sheet of stickers with your store name, address, phone, and fax number. Tired vendors really appreciate this shortcut to writing out the information at the top of your order. It's also helpful to have inventories of lines you know you will reorder at the show, and copies of any customer special requests. If you use an open-to-buy system, have an idea of how much you'd like to spend in each merchandise category, and keep track of the totals and the ship dates for the orders that you write. Many buyers like to set up a plan with the booth numbers of the vendors they don't want to miss. Even if you try to walk the whole show, this will assure that you don't miss a supplier just because your attention was on a booth on the other side of the aisle. If the trade show you are attending doesn't mail out a preview directory, check their website. There may be a vendor list there that includes booth numbers. If you're new to retailing and are not familiar with some of the terms for order writing, such as dating, freight allowances, and cancellation dates, I'd suggest that you have a look at the glossary in my book, Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. And don't be afraid to ask questions. It's better than misunderstanding what you will be paying. Look for display ideas and promotional opportunities as well as new merchandise. Many vendors will allow you to take digital photographs of their displays if they know you're buying their line. Be sure to ask permission first, though, before taking a photograph, because every industry is nervous about product knockoffs. If your time is limited, don't spend it on visits to booths where you're well-serviced by a sales rep. Take a look at the new merchandise, jot down a few notes, and move on. But if you know you will be doing a major order with a sales rep, set up an appointment in advance so that you're sure you're both going to be available. Trade cell phone numbers in case one of you is delayed, and try to get to the booth or showroom a bit early to look around. When placing an order with someone who is not your sales rep, ask whether your sales rep will get credit for the show order. If not, consider placing the order once you get back to the store. Sometimes show specials require that the order be placed while at the show, but if not, a short delay may make a meaningful difference in your ongoing relationship with your sales rep. At the end of the day, look over the orders you've written to make sure they're legible and accurate. I recently found two items listed as 12 dozen instead of 12 pieces on a holiday order. It helps to figure out what your retail prices will be while the merchandise is still fresh in your mind, especially if you're looking for items to take extra markup on. A trade show is one of the few opportunities that specialty retailers have to network. Talk to the person next to you on the bus, at social events, or in the dining areas. Ask what kind of store they have and what they see as the big trends in their area, and also what challenges they're facing. You may find that you have a lot in common. Get to know your vendors better when visiting their booths by asking what is selling best and what trends they foresee coming up in the near future, especially if some of the executives from the company are present. Hopefully they will also be eager to learn from you. If possible, occasionally take members of your staff to shows with you. It will give them and you a new perspective on the merchandise you carry. My staff realized from going to the Chicago Mart with me that I really do turn down more merchandise than I say yes to. Take breaks, both to get some refreshment and to get off your feet for a while. If you're very tired by the end of the day, you may no longer be making wise buying decisions. Try to schedule a little extra time at a show so that you can take advantage of educational seminars and visit nearby retail stores. A trade show should serve as both a source of merchandise and a source of inspiration. Today's reading from the Nonsense File, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is a current item, and the advertisement says, BDI Marketing and Candy Dynamics is launching an exciting new product, Toxic Waste Nuclear Sludge Chew Bars, to join their range of children's confectionery. The new Chew Bar is available in an ultra-sour apple flavor, guaranteed to give kids of all ages something to pucker about. The Toxic Waste Nuclear Sludge Chew Bar comes in high-impact packaging featuring a bright yellow and black danger design to emphasize the sour taste and toxic green color. Toxic Waste Nuclear Sludge will be available in midsummer and has a suggested retail price of just 25 cents. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Feel free to email me at info@orangetreeimports.com with ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing. Thank you.